making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so I've been telling Mindy about this a little bit, and now she's like Googling all the luxury prisons that there are in the world. So Lori Loughlin has been in prison for 5 days. She, you know, she was the actress on Full House and got in trouble with the college tuition scandal and all
right.
that. And she's reportedly very miserable. She's a miserable wreck.
Yeah, if she was in a standard prison, I would be able to be like, oh my gosh, I can totally understand.
She's trying her best to be brave and look at the end result, but there is nothing that can dissipate her fears, according to someone who knows her. Her mind keeps telling her that something will go horribly wrong in prison and that her stay could be prolonged. I guess kind of like Orange is the New Black. She's been watching a little bit too much of that.
Right.
Her prison is located in Dublin, California, which we Googled some pictures, and Dublin, California looks nice.
Yeah.
It offers inmates comfortable amenities, including workout classes, Pilates, yoga, and guitar theory.
Come on! This is a spa! The massages, too?
This is a getaway.
Correct!
Yeah, I don't have to deal with the kids for 2 months. And
that's what her sentence is?
Two months.
Yeah. Yep. She has it better than people that have had to quarantine.
So her sentence is 2 months, and then her husband, who got in trouble with her, is serving 5 months. And
I wonder where he's at.
I don't know. They probably threw him in a hole. All right, what do you got, Mindy?
So Oreos are going to coming for the holidays, and they're going to have red-colored cream inside them. Still going to taste the same. It's not changing, but they're just festive. They've already been spotted at Target and online at Walmart.
It's just like food coloring, right?
Correct. Yep.
That's real good for you.
And then Panera Bread, they must be feeling the heat from Cracker Barrel, because now they're going to add beer and wine.
It only takes one person. It only takes one place to go over the edge, and then everybody's like, we all want to get drunk too.
So they're going to start offering beverages of beer and wine from 4 to p.m. to close. The drinks will range from $4 to $6. It's going to be starting in Kansas City first, and they're going to be the pilot program, and then they'll be expanding it nationwide.
All right, there you go.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.